A very good afternoon from the sports team. The Proteas under 19 women's side are into the ICC under 19 T20 World Cup final. They cruised past Australia in their semi-final this morning by 5 wickets to book their spot in the final. The Proteas restricted the Aussies to 105 for 8 in their 20 overs. Ashley van Wyk, the pick of the bowlers, with 4 for 17. Gemma Buerta then made 37 off 24 balls. And captain Kayla Reinicke made 26 to get them over the line with 11 balls to spare. The Proteas will now take on defending champions India in the final after India beat England by 9 wickets. That final will be on Sunday. Moving to a bit of rugby news. Wales head coach Warren Gatland says that they can't put their whole focus on France captain Anton Dupont during tonight's Six Nations opener. The scrum half missed last year's championship in order to focus on rugby sevens, which paid off as he led his country to gold in Paris. Former Ireland international Gordon Darcy tells Sky Sports News, Dupont's the most influential player in world rugby right now.
When you have a player like that, he brings the standard, he brings other players up with him. And I've played with a couple of players like that, and they're very, very special and once in a generation player.
Well, looking at those fixtures, that first one up tonight, France versus Wales, and then tomorrow, Scotland take on Italy at Murrayfield, and then the massive one, Ireland host England in Dublin. In some football news, the draw for the Champions League playoffs have been confirmed. Looking at some of the pick of some of the matches, Manchester United go up against defending champions Real Madrid. Juventus take on PSV Eindhoven, and Celtic welcome German giants Bayern Munich to Scotland. That first leg will be on the 11th and 12th of February, and the second leg will be on the 18th and 19th. And then, finally, in what is coming up, Jasmine is ready and prepped and warmed up to be our first performer at our Suncoast East Coast Radio Big Walk Anthem finale. She's on in a couple minutes. That's all for now for the East Coast Radio Sport Team. I'm Nick Tatham.